From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The human brain has a remarkable ability to reorganize itself. Violinists develop special circuits to control their left hand. People who read Braille strengthen the links between brain and fingertip. Well, now scientists say that they are learning how to control brain reorganization, and that could allow some stroke patients to walk again or help some elderly people button a shirt. A study in this week's issue of the journal Science describes the latest effort to reshape the brain, this time to enhance the sense of touch. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Our fingertips are already among the most sensitive parts of the body. But Hubert Dinsa at Ruhr University in Bochum, Germany, wanted to make fingertips even more sensitive. So he taped a special membrane to the right index fingers of 18 volunteers. Dinsa says the membrane gently stimulates the fingertip.
If you touch your thumb with your index finger very, very slightly, this is exactly how it feels.
This gentle stimulation had a significant effect. After 3 hours of wearing the membrane, participants scored higher on a test of their ability to perceive fine texture. The improvement occurred only in the right finger, the one that receives stimulation. The effect was even more pronounced when stimulation was accompanied by a drug, a kind of amphetamine. But what Dinsa really wanted to know was what was going on inside the heads of his subjects. Did the experiment reorganize their brains so that a larger area was devoted to the right index finger? To find out, he used sensors that create a sort of map of brain activity. He says there was no doubt about the results.
When we doubled acuity perceptually, there was also a doubling in the enlargement of the finger representation. So what we found was a one-to-one relationship between perceptual change and change in the brain organization.
Dinsa says improving the sense of touch could be important for elderly people who've lost so-called tactile acuity.
In terms of everyday life, running your hand over material, texture, and so on, tactile acuity comes in because it allows you to discriminate a sheet of paper from glass or whatsoever.
It also allows people to accomplish precise tasks like buttoning a shirt or tying a shoelace. Dinsa says his experiment shows that it's possible to reorganize a healthy brain in a useful way, at least temporarily. Edward Taub of the University of Alabama says the approach should also work with brains that have been damaged by a stroke or injury. Taub says he's already used a form of stimulation, without any drugs, to help people regain the use of a partially paralyzed leg or arm.
We keep the patient moving and using the affected arm over and over and over again for many hours a day for a period of consecutive weeks. This increases the use of that body part, which increases the cortical representation of that body part, that is, the amount of the brain that is associated with producing movements of that body part.
Taub says the technique can take a limb operating at less than 10% of its former capacity and increase that to 50% or more. Not a full recovery, but enough to make a big difference.
We had an ophthalmologist who had given up his practice after he had a stroke. He came here and he not only returned to his practice, but he began playing tennis.
Taub says now he'd like to try a new regimen that includes an amphetamine like the one that Dinsa used. He says that might produce even better results by further improving the organization of the brain. John Hamilton, NPR News.